Darius Charney, lawyer for the Center for Constitutional Rights, questioned Sergeant James Kelly, the third officer involved in David Floyd's stop and frisk back in 2008. Floyd is one of the plaintiffs in the class action suit brought by the Center for Constitutional Rights against the city of New York. He was stopped at the door to his own building in the Bronx. Testimony yesterday by two other officers involved in the stop said there was a pattern of robberies in the neighborhood, but the lawyer showing a map of the area showed that the pattern was not near Floyd's home. But the sergeant said he liked that area on Beach Street where Floyd was stopped because it was an easy on and off of the Bronx River Parkway, even if there was no robbery pattern in the area. Kelly said Floyd was stopped and frisked because he was suspicious. He had a large ring of keys and was trying to open a door. Latino church leader Reverend Hector Laporta was in the courtroom witnessing the proceedings. He says he's very concerned by vague directives.
How you define a suspicious activities? For example, if you have some sort of keys. I myself have a lot of keys from the church. That means that I am suspicious. So this ambiguous words or policies is affecting basically the minority groups.
Ambiguous that, policies.
Yes, because how you define suspicious? The statistics shows who has been going through these policies that affects the minorities. And I have a strong Mexican community that lives in fear because of their legal situation in the country, and this sort of behaviors is getting worse.
The sergeant testified that he never heard criticism over stop and frisk in community meetings or in his precinct. He said on the job they never discussed racial profiling. This startled Brooklyn pastor Samuel Cruz from Trinity Lutheran Church, who was also in the courtroom. Cruz is professor at the Union Theological Seminary.
That brought up two concerns for me. If you never bring it up, that means you're not concerned that racial profiling might be taking place. And secondly, it's very difficult to prove prejudice, discrimination, and racism because people could tell you whatever they want. But the statistics tell us something totally different. If close to 90% of the young men and women who are being stopped are black and Latino, that tells it all, at least to me. I mean, there is racial profiling going on regardless of what they want to say. And obviously throughout the trial also we've heard how different commanders have basically given the nod to racial profiling with this policing policy.
Each day of the trial, community organizations pack the courtroom in solidarity with the suit brought by the Center for Constitutional Rights. Today, faith leaders attended. They say on Good Friday they want to show a parallel between the meaning of the day and what communities are suffering by being racially profiled under NYPD stop and frisk policy.
Christians at least take time to reflect upon the injustices that brought Jesus to the cross. Jesus was crucified not because God wanted him dead, it's because the system that was opposing the justice that he advocated for wanted him dead. And we want to recognize that today there are many what I consider crucifixions going on when these young men and women are thrown against walls and dehumanized, denigrated for no other reason but for being black or Latino.
Charney presented Sergeant Kelly with an NYPD directive dating from the time of Floyd's stop, police regulations about racial profiling. Kelly said he never saw the operations orders, even though he had been an officer since 1999. David Galarza with the Justice Committee says watching the court proceedings, it's amazing the NYPD can lie through their teeth.
It's amazing how they conveniently forget certain rules and regulations that they're supposed to know, especially when you're a supervisor and you totally blatantly lie about not seeing a piece of rules and regulations that are just, you know, basic nuts and bolts in terms of your assignment. So I think the judge is seeing through that. I think the testimony is really crystal clear. I think that the folks that are working for the Center for Constitutional Rights, you know, Mr. Floyd and the other defendants are doing a phenomenal job, and I think we're going to have a victory at the conclusion of this trial.
Organizer and former New York State Assemblyman Javier Nieves says he came to the trial today to support a cause that needs to be talked about much more.
Given the situation that was presented today by the sergeant at the court, where he pretty much stated that they never really even talk about the issue of profiling. So how do you expect for a police department to be sensitive to a community need. And we know overwhelmingly the profiling that's going on with blacks and Latinos throughout the city of New York in particular, and for that matter the nation, but in particular in New York City, and in particular in communities of color. So I'm here in support of making certain that to some degree we get some justice and eliminate this policy or create some consciousness and some sensitizing of the police department. I think the policy has to be revisited, looked at very seriously, and not just sweep it under the rug and say that everything is fine.
Nieves says the stop and frisk trial is important because it makes it real to people that the issue is being addressed. The trial continues on Monday when Senator Eric Adams is expected to testify. He will be questioned about meetings with Police Commissioner Ray Kelly about NYPD policies. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.